cliffcentral.com.
Let's get to George Meany. Hello, George. We missed you last week. Where were you?
Oh, bored.
People want to know, George.
Hello,
they want to know that this is part of their lives, George. You're an important thing for us on a Friday. And if you're not there, we don't know how to start our weekend properly.
Well, Gareth, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, I have a company to look after. And sometimes crises come up and you have to deal with them. So
that's okay, George. Yeah, that's okay. We forgive you, but don't leave us in the lurch again. We need to know. We need to know how to wrap up our Friday morning. So, George, we've obviously got an overflow. We've got an overflow of stuff from last week. I'm sure you've got plenty to tell us. Where do we begin?
Well, we begin by, I don't know if you've ever sold, and this has got nothing to do with what I wanted to say, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I don't know if you've ever gone and had to sell an old iPhone or trade it in at the Apple store. So the other week I went and I sold my old iPhone because I got another one.
Yeah.
And Apple won't give you the money. They'll give you a voucher. So you have to spend the money in the Apple store, which is a little bit annoying, but hey, one of those things. But I used the voucher to get two things. And I'm telling you, I now can't live without these two things. And the first is this magnetic battery.
Wow. Show us the magnetic battery. Does that recharge your phone?
Yes. Oh. And it's got no cables. It just magnetically attaches to your phone.
And how much charge do you get out of that? Can you fill your phone up from 0 to 100?
Yes. You can. So I've had my phone down to under 10% and this thing just fills it right back up.
Shisa mazamban.
And the other thing is this little magnetic wallet. Also, just magnetically attaches to your phone.
George, now I'm going to have to go and sell some shit and go to the iStore. Thanks very much. You've ruined my Friday morning. Now I had plans, and now I've got to go and buy stuff.
It's like those two things are just so useful. And the thing about this wallet is it has a GPS little chip in it. So you can, if it gets detached from your phone, the phone tells you, and you can track it. So very useful.
That is fantastic. George, this is very good. Why don't you just become our tech guy instead of just the car guy? You can actually help us with all the tech.
I found two things that, are now constantly carried around with me.
I love it.
So
I like this. This is very good.
So, but onto car news. So, we have this issue with lithium in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the way that it's mined, which is questionable, we have this issue with lithium. And what Californians didn't know was that there is this lake called the Salton Sea. And that's what the Salton Sea looks like.
All right, let me put that up on the main screen here. All right.
Near to California, the border of Mexico. Apparently, it's not pretty. Apparently, the dust that blows off this this lake is toxic.
Ooh.
So people are actually suffering from health issues because of the dust that blows off the lake. But what it is found to have is an abundant supply of lithium.
That's fantastic.
This lake is reduced in capacity or whatever, apparently the amount of lithium on this lake can power America's electric vehicles for a couple of decades.
My goodness.
Lithium is terrific. There are two main uses for it, and they're both very, very valuable uses. The first one is that certain lithium salts are used in psychiatry. So they help people with bipolar disorder and so on. So lithium is a prescribed medicine for psychiatric disorders. And that's one use of it. And lithium is just above sodium on the periodic table, so it has very similar properties in some ways. The other thing about lithium is what you point out, George, that it's used in batteries. And it's used because, A, it's very light. It is actually the lightest solid on Earth, lithium. It weighs very little.
A, it's very light. Yes. A, it's very...
Very nice, Leanne. A battery joke. We haven't had one of those for a long time. What a good battery joke. So yes, the problem is with mining lithium, as you point out, that it's not terribly good for the environment. So you get the upshot of electric vehicles, which are better for the environment, but the downside, which is that lithium mining is extremely environmentally disastrous for whatever area it happens in. But, you know, typical, this would happen in California where you've got all these greenies. Watch them stop people from mining lithium, the dummies, because they don't understand that it's going to be used in batteries, which is probably a good use after all. Other thing about lithium batteries, though, is disposing of them is a bit difficult afterwards.
And that's where the environmental impact is problematic.
Yes.
In many instances.
Correct.
I still maintain electric vehicles, while I think the downstream effect of electric vehicles is the environmental impact or saving the environment. The real reason we should be doing electric vehicles is not because the primary reason should be the environment. The primary reason is it's just simply better technology, lasts longer, and
George, are you telling me you're a fan of electric vehicles? I would never have guessed.
No, you would never have guessed.
Never. I mean, we've only spent every Friday morning together for like the last 2 years, and you're telling me this now?
Surprise, surprise.
I feel like I didn't know you. Unreal.
Well, let's move on to something more, a little more dirty, and that is this gentleman. No, Leanne, we're not going this gentleman used a 730D. That's a 730D BMW. Which is
a 730D. I thought that was Leanne's bra size. Okay, sorry.
I wish. It's way over
730D BMW. This gentleman drove this BMW for 1,600 kilometers, which is a record. Across London to Madrid. And it's the first time that 1,600 kilometers has been achieved on a single tank of fuel in that 7.
Wow.
And that is the point of the story is, you know, while everybody is going EV, 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 we've got a fuel price issue. And what the fuel price issue is actually doing is having people move to dirtier cars, which are diesel and much more efficient. I mean, diesel engines are much more efficient than petrol engines. And this gentleman proved that you can do 1,609 kilometers on a single tank of fuel in that 7.
That's phenomenal. That's a hell of a lot of duration. Don't tell people that, because then they'll all be buying diesel cars. And I don't want the diesel price to go up as a result of that, because I'm driving one at the moment. George, I noticed on your Auto Trader podcast that you guys were talking about these fuel additives, these things that you put in. And obviously, I'm going to encourage people to go and listen to the whole episode, but you've gone into quite some detail about whether or not these things are a scam. Oh, Leanne's going to take another pill. Whether these things are a scam or whether they're not. And you really, it's worth listening to the Auto Trader podcast, if you haven't already, to figure out whether you're going to save money on these things or whether they're just a gimmick.
Yeah, I mean, I go and listen to the podcast to get the detail. But in that episode, we get into detail about whether additives are really worth it or not. In, you know, putting liquids in your oil or liquids in your fuel. And in the part in the Auto Trader podcast that we just recorded yesterday, we go into a lot of detail on car condition reports. So, is it worth going to get your car checked out before you buy one?
All right, very good. Very good.
So go and have a look at the podcast. And then very lastly,
let me just throw this in first, George. Sorry. Clint from the Val says, George, speaking of useful, I discovered that I can get extremely accurate information and valuations of vehicles on your Auto Trader website. Game changer. Ta-da! We've been telling you about this, Clint, you poop-all, for a long time. But there it is. Nice,
Nice
compliment for you, George, and your team.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. And yes, Clint, you can go get a valuation. We find that those valuations are within 3% of what the cars sell for in most instances.
Wow.
So they're pretty accurate.
Excellent.
We think they're pretty accurate.
Excellent.
And then very lastly, Gareth, a German court, trust the Germans, a German court issued a fine, or made a gentleman that ran a red light pay a fine of 350 euros, which is 5,936 rand, for running a red light in an SUV. But the moral of the story or the crux of the story, is that the regular fine for running a red light was 200 euros, 3,300 rand.
Yeah.
And the reason the court said that they wanted this guy to pay almost double the fine was because he drove an SUV. And their argument was that SUVs are more dangerous to pedestrians.
Because they're bigger.
Because they're higher up. And this guy had to pay a bigger fine. Would you pay a bigger fine because you drive a bigger car?
Sounds a bit arbitrary.
I think you should pay bigger everything. It's like the car wash. You know, you pay more if you have an SUV.
Leanne, just because you have a tiny little car doesn't mean you need to take out all of your anger on the people with bigger cars. All right, that's outrageous. Just stop it. All right.
Damn.
Borge, very good to have you back. We were worried that that we wouldn't see you for another week, and you will be back next Friday, I should hope, with even more. And don't miss the Auto Trader show, which you can actually listen to right now. Go to cliffcentral.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We will see you on Monday. As, thanks for a lovely morning. I hope you have a happy weekend. I'm going to go and tidy up some more. Hooray. How lucky am I?
Yay.
It's my favorite thing to do. Borge, anything fun happening this weekend with you? Are you using planes, trains, boats? What are we going to be using as a form of transportation this weekend?
Well, I can't fly this weekend because my pilot's license expired and I haven't got it back from the Civil Aviation Authority yet. So,
dang and anyway, blast. Hey, by the way, guess what I'm going to collect today, George, while you're talking about these things. They called me yesterday. My driver's license is ready. So I'm going to go and collect that. Ta-da.
Oh, wow.
Remember I told you I had a great experience at that driving test place, and then they called me yesterday.
Are you going to drive to go and get your driver's license?
No, Leanne. I'll use my scooter. What do you think's going to happen? Oh, you must be the brains in the business. That's right. I'm going to drive there. All right. Cheers, everybody. We will see you on Monday. CliffCentral.com.